Billionaires
are good. Billionaires are good.
Ding dong, Dave's here.
Oh shit.
I got a new catchphrase, dude. Can you?
It's bad.
Ding dong. Ding dong, it's stand-up comedy time. Everybody sit down. It's time for me to stand up.
Oh, dude, I did a private gig last night, and it's the second time this has happened to me in my entire career where I get there and they go, the audience doesn't know a comedy show is going to happen. And they're like, isn't that great?
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, and
people are so, like, I know that the reason that we know this is because we're comedians. It's not their fault, but, like, you know, it's... Like, there was an episode of Full House about this where Michelle, the baby, was like, I like tuna and I like ice cream. So, logically, if I make tuna ice cream, it'll taste good. And just, like, no one on earth learns this lesson, dude. Like, people like stand-up and people like surprises. So... And it's just not true, dude. Like, you cannot, even the biggest comedy fan, like Ali always says, like, if we were, like, going to one restaurant and that restaurant's closed, she says this thing that I guess her parents would say, like, ah, fuck, I was getting my mouth ready for Thai food. And, and it's like, bro, if you were getting your mouth ready to talk to your friends, you don't want to watch stand-up. You're going to be angry that you had to watch stand-up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And it's also true. Like, here's the thing. It, like, that, your premise is correct. Like, oh, people like surprises. People like stand-up. Why not combine them? But I don't even know if I agree with that. People don't like stand-up.
Like, or surprises, actually. Yeah.
People don't like either one.
People don't want to be surprised, and people want you to shut the fuck up. That's actually a super good point. People don't like what we do, and... they don't want anything to ever be unexpected. So, yeah, it's not like making tuna ice cream. It's like, what if we force you to get into a fist fight and the other guy has a chainsaw? They're like, why would I want to do that?
So I get there and I'm like, what is this? Like, what's going on here? And they go, well, this is an anything but a cup party. So it's a bunch of rich white people who are drinking out of, they're like, that's the theme of the party. We're drinking out of anything but a cup. So people are getting drunk, sipping out of coffee, like, pots and hats. And, you know, it's just a fun thing for them. Boots.
I think that's really silly and fun.
Sure.
I was thinking you were going to say,
they are hammered, Dave. These containers are huge. People are having Mai Tais,
buckets.
Like 64-ounce Mai Tais, just slamming them.
Just the hood of a car.
Having a great time. Really good time.
Yeah.
And then so the leader of the event goes, we have a surprise for you.
No
one stops talking to even hear. It sounds like a bus station where she's like, here's a surprise for you. No one listens to it. No one's aware of it.
So
she goes, we have stand-up comedy. Caleb Sinan is going to be coming up here in just a minute. Like, she says my name in the beginning of the introduction, and then talks for like another minute. And then, so I walk on stage, the DJ starts playing music and doesn't stop when I start talking. I keep going, thank you, DJ. All right, thank you. DJ does not know to stop. So the music's just playing. Everybody's milling around. Their backs are turned. Like, no one is, you know, and I go, hey, everybody, we're going to do a comedy show, stand-up comedy. All right, let's all get a seat, you know, get your drink, have a seat. No one's listening to me, dude. People, you can kind of see them looking annoyed and turning around at me, and they're, you know, they're drinking out of like piggy banks. It's like insane, dude. It was so insane. And man,
how long did you perform for?
It felt like my entire life.
I'll bet, dude.
Yeah.
Did you do an hour?
No. I only had to do 20. But
and you did the 20?
Oh yeah. Oh, I did it. I don't want, you know, I want the money for sure. But, man, it's been a while. I was like, oh, stand-up is bad. It's a bad thing. Surprises are bad. No one likes this.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Jesus, I'm so sorry. Yeah, bubble. It's been a minute since I've had to do something like that, but you definitely have to do stuff like that, which is never... That's never in the movies about your dream, you know?
No.
They never show the Rolling Stones playing in a corner of a college cafeteria at 11:30 a.m.
Dude, I'm doing a gig next month at my old high school. They're the like the honors breakfast for like the honor students. I'm going to give like a little speech to them.
Holy
at,
shit.
I believe what? At 7 in the morning. So it's going to be tired teenagers.
What?
I don't know, man. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to try and be funny.
You have the worst agent in the world.
I'm not an agent.
My number one guess was going to be that you're your own agent. And I got to tell you, you got to fire this guy.
I think that before every gig. I go, man, my agent sucks. And it's me.
Yeah, dude. You're definitely bad at this, dude. You got to get more clients to leverage against your main client, dude. I can't fire him.
I can't fire him, dude. It sucks.
Yeah, I get it, man. You grew up together. It's tough.
Dude, it's like Gollum talking to himself. I'm like, this is a good gig. And then like on the other side of the split screen, it's me. And I'm like, fuck you. I'm not doing it. Fuck that.
Yeah. Have you seen Severance?
No. Everybody's talking about it.
You know the concept?
You don't know who you are at work or in your
basically,
work, you don't know who you're...
Yeah. Like, each of the people who... I mean, there's more to it than that. But you go to work, you go down this elevator, and there's, like, a chip in your brain. And when you go through the elevator, you, like, switch into one section of your brain. And that is another personality that doesn't interact with the other one, right? This is what you and your booking agent need. He needs the, like, belief that he's booking someone that will get mad at him or, like, that, like, desires or even requires comforts and support. Because you don't believe in yourself and you think that you deserve pain. So when you're booking things, you're like, well, obviously I'll perform before most people wake up. Four children. Obviously, that's what I deserve to do.
Well, the thing is, my agent me can punish comedian me, but comedian me can't punish agent me. I can't beat my own ass, and I can't fire me. I don't know how to. I don't know what to do.
You heard it here, folks. Caleb can't beat his own ass.
I wish I could, man.
I wish you could, too.
Boy,
dude.
Do I wish I could.
I'll tell you something I'd like to be surprised by. I don't like surprises much myself, but if someone walked in the room and was like, hey, Caleb's going to beat the shit out of himself right now, and you didn't plan on that, I would be like, you're right, I didn't, but let's go. How much is a front row seat?
Dude, that's how I blow up. I beat my own ass. Now I'm on Rogan. That's great.
Yeah, dude.
That's all I need.
Yeah, man. Fuck it, dude. Let's 2025. Number one goal. Get on Rogan. At all costs. What do we have to do? Like, who do we have to like? What kind of shit do we have to think? You know, it seems like he's really all over the map. You know, I didn't think that he would go full Trump, but he's a Trumper now. Mm-hmm. He's like sucking Elon's dick. Like, what do we have to do? Do we have to start a company where we sell robots, or like, or we have to have some sort of theory about the world that is like, is like good for white men, but definitely wrong.
I don't know. I have a feeling Rogan will see our podcast and he'll invite us on. And then, knowing me, he'll change my mind because he's strong. Like, by the end of it, I'll be like, I don't know, Dave. Elon sucks.
That's a good point. No, this is what's going to happen. Yes, we're going to go on Rogan. You're going to talk to him for 2 seconds. And you're going to be like, that's right. I knew that every scientist was wrong and stupid. And I'm just going to be like, fuck, dude, I lost my friend. I lost my friend because one guy agreed with him about the worst thing he thinks.
That I get put in charge of science, like Trump appoints me.
Oh, God, immediately? That's so funny. Oh, my God. they start the Department of Science, and he's like, "We're starting a new department. It's finally we've got science, real science, in the government, and we found this boy. He's a good boy. His name is Caleb Sinan. He's I don't know his age, but he's a boy. We like this boy." Elon signed off. His son C-3PO told him. I love calling his son C-3PO and R2-D2, dude.
Oh, he's got so many kids. He won't stop having these kids.
That fucking diagram that you can find around the internet of all his kids and baby mamas, it's crazy looking. It's so funny, too. Winslow Dumain, who, like, you know, plays the rename game with us on this show, also a comedian in Chicago, good friend of mine. He posted, I think it was him, that posted, like, wait, you're mad that he might have another kid? And it's true. Like, doesn't he have, like, a surprise kid? And everyone's like, what the fuck? And it's like, what do you mean, what the fuck? This guy's a lunatic. He's,
And who are these women? That's got to be the weirdest sex on the planet.
Totally.
It's just, what a nightmare.
Isn't it crazy? Isn't it kind of crazy? My dick is in your pussy right now. Isn't it kind of crazy? That's kind of like wild, you know? That's kind of like weird that we're having sex right now. Isn't that kind of crazy? I hate the way he talks, dude.
It's the weirdest voice. The weirdest voice, man.
Right. Did you see that interview where he was like, or it wasn't an interview, he was at CPAC and he was like, I am become meme.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yes.
Dude, and he was like,
because like, legalize comedy. Legalize it.
It's like, bro.
What is this voice, Elon? Your mom doesn't have it.
It's not, comedy's not illegal. You're not funny. And I don't even mean like I'm insulted. I just mean like you're not, dude. You're not funny. And I'm not a lawyer. And I'm also not an Ottoman. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not a hat, I'm not a piece of food, and I'm not a lawyer. And you're not funny. Oh, God. It's like, let it go, bro. You're like a thief.
It's like, look, I get why some countries make comedy illegal, because we see comedians every night who should be locked up for how unfunny they are.
Absolutely.
But, you know, that's the way it is. But I'm like, was comedy illegal at some point? Like, what?
No.
Not here, right?
It's also funny that you think comedy is illegal, but you know for sure that racism is legal, and you're like, okay, we need to fight for the comedy. You like run a platform for anyone to talk, and you're like, all right. On the off chance that maybe I could be funny one day, I'm going to let everyone on Earth be a white supremacist. Fucking crazy, dude. Oh, man. And him holding that fucking chainsaw. It's like, oh.
Yeah. No, I know.
I'm so disturbed.
I do wonder, do we have to pay taxes this year? Like, if this is what it is.
That's a good point.
Doesn't it feel like...
Totally.
Aren't they going to fire the whole IRS?
I know. Oh, man. That would be... I do think that, like, some good is going to come out of this shit that we don't know what it is yet.
Yeah.
But, like, he's going to fire some people that, like... tax the poor or something. You know what I mean? It's gonna be like,
yeah,
they're gonna be like, so I watched this movie called The Grab yesterday. Have you seen this movie?
No, never seen The Grab.
It's a documentary about how like corporations and nations are basically like trying to buy up food and water in other countries. So like Saudi Arabia bought a massive farm in Arizona. And the reason they did that is that you don't have to, there's no regulation on the amount of water you can use in Arizona. So they used up all the water in Arizona to the degree that like all the farmers around them, their wells ran dry and they're like losing all this business and money and it's horrible. And they're having all these town hall meetings where they're just like, what are we going to do about this? And it's like, well, Don't vote for Donald Trump.
It's too late now.
Just make your...
It is too late.
Do you really... I mean, look, this is like a little bit of victim blaming. I don't mean to be like that. Like, it does suck for them and fuck that. And I'm sure that some of them are liberal. I just mean, like, this is one of the things that happens. There is no regulation. Regulation exists for a reason. It's not like us walking into your house and be like, I'm a regulator, so you have to give me your coffee pot and I get to hit your kids. And it's like... No, like, the reason net neutrality was supposed to exist was to, like, help the little guy. It's supposed to make it even. It's not supposed to... It's not fucking over anyone. And I do think that Trump might accidentally, like, fire some conservative who was stopping a regulation or something like that.
Right.
I don't know. I think...
Well, it's so funny how it's, like, clearly, you know, you can overregulate, so there can be too much... So it's bad to have way too much, and it's bad to have none. But everybody's like, none! And I'm like, I don't know, man.
I don't think it's none,
dude. I think none might be a problem.
Yeah.
You know, I'm going to get food poisoning every time I eat. Like, let's regulate a little.
Isn't the answer, like, isn't the answer to every question always been the middle? You know what I mean?
Right.
Just like people that are just like, we should have no regulation on weed. And it's like, okay, well, I don't think that you should be able to sell a candy with weed in it to a 5-year-old. How about that? How about we?
Right.
You know, like, no.
I honestly, if they put me in charge of the Department of Weed, I would just go work. Look me in the eye. We're going to make it weaker. All right. It's gotten too strong.
Dude,
that
is a perfect example of something that needs to be regulated. Absolutely. Or like,
no one wants to say it because you sound like a pussy, but I don't want to smoke, take one hit, and go to the moon, okay?
It's like if every beer was Bacardi 151.
I know.
It's fucking crazy. Why wouldn't I want something weaker? I want to hang out and talk to my friends. I don't want to fucking... I don't want to think I'm going to implode in an hour. Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah.
I would put a Mormon in charge of the Department of Weed. That would be day one. Let's have weak joints again. I'd miss a weak joint, you know?
Mitt Romney in charge of the Department of Weed.
Absolutely. I'll vote for that, dude.
Welcome to Billionaires Are Good, by the
welcome
way.
Welcome to Billionaires
everybody.
Are Good, everybody.
I'm Dave Ross.
I'm Caleb Sinan.
And get ready to lay down. This podcast is two things. It's a lay down for your brain in a stupid... fucking stressful world, and it's also a show about how good billionaires are. They're so good.
Yes.
I like them all.
So far?
Yeah. Every single one I've ever met, I've liked. And,
see, and that's another thing. When Kanye went nuts, they kicked him out of the billionaire club.
That's right.
So they're good.
See? That's right. He was a billionaire until he became an anti-Semite, and now he's just kind of almost a billionaire. So that we showed him.
Consequences.
oh, man. What the fuck?
There are
severe
consequences.
Though it also seems like he's back because of some Yeezy fucking deal or something.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, what are you going to do? Capitalism's good.
Billionairesaregood.com is our website.
That's right.
Patreon.com/billionairesaregood. Links to all our socials and shit on there. And if you want to jump in on Twitter or Discord and rename stuff with us at the end of episodes, you should do that. It's a lot of fun. And this week, we're renaming Microsoft because we're talking about
Stevie
Ballmer,
B.
The richest loud man in the world, I think. I don't think he's the loudest rich man, but I do think he's the richest loud guy.
He's kind of like if you turn Shrek into a man, you know? You know when Shrek's a guy for a little bit, and then he invests in computers? He's real stomping ogre of a man.
When the Microsoft Surface came out, he's the guy who came out on stage and made everyone sing, "Why Can't We Be Friends?"
Yeah.
You guys saw that video. How do you feel about Ballmer?
I think I relate to him because he dances like shit and he's wrong all the time.
I don't know much about him. How is he wrong all the time?
Oh, it'll be stuff like when the iPhone came out, he was like, all screen? Sure. That'll work. I'm sure it'll be very popular.
Oh, man. Did you know that he and Bill Gates don't talk anymore because... when he quit Microsoft, it made Bill Gates mad. And I'm being reductive, but I want to be because that's what happened. He hurt his friend's feelings when he left the company.
I mean, I guess I could see. I mean, it feels like maintaining a lifelong friendship with Bill Gates is difficult. It's hard to imagine many people being able to do that.
Yeah,
he seems like a real nerd, and
he also says a long track record of seeing someone do something and doing that exact thing.
Yeah,
like everything he's ever done. Like, how many things at this point do you think he at least partially, if not completely, ripped off from Steve Jobs? It's at least two things, isn't it?
I mean, the most, right? Like, at least lately.
Like, they took Windows.
Yeah.
And the Surface is just an iPad ripoff.
Right. I think his best ripoff is the Xbox. That was at least, like, you know.
Yeah.
That stuck around. Pretty good ripoff.
I mean, he's got lots of ripoffs that are... Yeah. And, you know, clearly he's, like, good at making tech, but... Yeah, like PlayStation got big, and he was like, we should do a PlayStation. Why don't we do one?
I'm amazed that one just, you know, it seems like a hard one to get into. It's interesting. Yeah. I guess they just had Halo. Without Halo, they would have been fucked. But
that's true.
It worked out.
Halo, you know? Early on. Man.
All you need is a good game. You know, it's like you're a streaming service. You have one show that gets people hooked. You're a pretty good service.
That's true. Everyone's up on Apple TV Plus now because of Severance, and no one gave a shit before that show.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I feel bad for Apple TV. It just, I don't like the logo, and it sounds like they thought of that name for Max, Apple TV. Like, you couldn't have thought of anything better than Apple TV? That stupid logo? I don't know. But they got a good show.
I see what you mean. Yeah, I don't know. I like it. I like Apple TV. I like, they make, like, really, really... like a prestige, high concept, like high budget shit. It's the stuff they make is insane looking at the very
right.
least.
Right. And it should be. They have more money than anyone ever. Every single person has something from Apple in their life. So,
dude, the way that commerce works now is so crazy. It's just like, you know, like Jeff Bezos sold enough books to start a TV channel. It's like, what the fuck, dude? Apple is like, yeah, we don't need to make money on our $1 billion TV shows because we sell $1,500 phones. And it's crazy.
No, I know. That is a weird, like, that would be so hard to explain to past capitalists. Like, I sold so many books, I went to space, where they're like, why is that? How?
Space? What space?
Elon's like, I sold so many cars, I got to run the country. Like, why? Why?
Yeah, totally.
Got some weird rewards now.
So you're running the Department of Government Efficiency? And he's like, all right, well, first I was given a bunch of emeralds. And then I stole a car company. After that, I started a tunnel company, and then I stole a rocket company, and now I'm in charge of a fake organization that fires people. It's like...
Dude, they should have just let him not buy Twitter when he goes, no, I don't want to buy it. They should have just let him not buy it. Because...
No, but Jack Dorsey wanted to make a mockery of this motherfucker. And the problem is that when you make a mockery of someone with hundreds of billions of dollars, it ruins everyone's life in the world.
Yeah. That's the... Should have seen that coming.
Really should have seen it coming, dude. He's like, oh, you're going to make fun of me? Well, then I'm going to let Nazis have a microphone. It's like, fuck, dude. Oh man, God, I hate him.
Yeah, and it's
he was
he's
just
getting
the electric
weirder,
car
dude.
Space guy.
And he's, now I know he was always weird, and he's getting that like those last couple speeches are just like, oh no,
yo, the chainsaw shit is
that's not good.
This
not
is a chainsaw
great.
Where I cut bureaucracy. And he's clearly, like, not even confident enough in what he's saying to actually yell. That's what I like about Steve Ballmer. He goes out there, he literally screams at you. Like, scream or don't. Don't fake scream at me.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
Yeah, Steve Ballmer is he's a fun one.
And, he's fun.
What is he, number 8?
10. Number 10.
He's number 10? 10th richest man.
10th richest man as of February, excuse me, as of February 22nd in the year of our Lord 2025. Steve Ballmer is the 10th richest man in the world with $121.4 billion at 68 years old. Did you know that he was employee number 30 of Microsoft, 30th person ever hired?
Whoa.
Including Bill Gates. So, you know, I like to talk about what people own. I couldn't find a lot of information on, like, specific possessions he has, but he started a company last year called Halo Sports and Entertainment that's an umbrella corporation for four big things he owns. The LA Clippers, their sister G team, the Ontario Clippers.
Oh.
I'm sorry, G League team. He owns the Kia Forum.
Okay.
And he's building a $2 billion Clippers stadium called the Intuit Dome in Inglewood, which, and my favorite thing about this place, and for good reason people are talking about this a lot because it's such a funny number, it has 1,160 toilets. Just a truly...
0 bedroom, 1,100 bath.
Yeah, dude.
It's I like that.
Toilets, 1,160 toilets and urinals. Forgive me.
Wow, but, okay.
I don't know. I guess maybe the logic is like there's always really long lines at basketball right. games.
Is it equal for men and women, I wonder? Or
I hope not, because women need more time.
That's true.
And
that's just true.
Also, maybe it's like the first sports stadium in history to have actual urinals and not just a big fucking trough, like a metal pit that for shit. Your piss. Ugh, I hate it, dude. I don't want to stand over a fucking big sink and piss.
Why don't. Is this better than pissing on the ground? It's yeah. so close to pissing on the ground.
It's clearly cheaper, but there's a reason it's cheaper.
It's worse. Much yeah, worse.
It's way worse, dude. It sucks. You did something that blows. Like, whoa, dude, that didn't cost much at all. Yeah, guess why? Jesus fuck, man. He's the richest sports team owner in America.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. He has more money than me. Cuban.
Wow, that's a lot more.
He's richer than Mark Cuban by a lot.
And this is just Microsoft shit? This is like...
Yeah, he actually... I read an interview where he said 80% of his portfolio is Microsoft stock.
Wow.
He
okay.
didn't invest. He was like, keep it simple. But it's like... It's easy to say keep it simple when you ran and almost majority own one of the largest companies... most profitable companies in the history of capitalism, you know?
Yeah.
Like, when I keep it simple, it doesn't work that way. And yeah, let me tell you, I've right been now. Keeping it simple, dude.
It's not been working, dude.
I would say about 80% of my portfolio is encompassed by lunch today.
What do you think you got Zune money? Did Zune... How quickly did Zune go out of business?
Yeah, see, they tried to rip off the iPod. It's like, yeah. Guys, do they have any original ideas? All right, well, you come up with this like Bing. Remember Bing?
Oh, dude, I know.
Why would you try to come up with another search engine? Just what the fuck is this, dude?
Yeah, stop. We already got one. We already yeah. have one, man.
Yeah, dude. We got 30, actually. 30 or 40. That we've all heard of. If Ask Jeeves didn't work, then Bing isn't going to work. Because Ask Jeeves is fun to say. And we all want to go ask a butler, you know, mm-hmm. how to get to Memphis instead of Google. But it didn't work. So Bing
well,
is not going to work.
They forgot that Google's not all questions. It's not like Ask
yeah,
Jeeves
right.
is like, well, this isn't really a question. This is just something I'm typing into Google because it's quicker than yeah. another way to get there. Yeah. You know, I'm not
What's
asking.
What's corn? Hey, Jeeves. What's corn?
If you're rich enough to have a butler and you don't know what corn is.
What's a window? Jeeves.
The dumbest rich guy.
What's a window is such a what?
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard. Nothing sounds dumber.
What's a Brian book? Regan. What's a book?
What's corn?
What's corn? What's cheese?
That's how you end AI. You ask it a question so stupid it just explodes. Dude, he just asked me what corn is. Oh, fuck.
Hey, Jeeves, who am I? Figuratively. Dude, yeah, what's corn is funny.
What's corn? We got to do a shirt. What's corn?
But it really is. I mean, that is like mostly most Google searches are just like, what's the flag of Ecuador?
Right, right.
You know, where's Tunisia?
Restaurants near me, food near me.
Yeah, know. What is COVID? I remember Googling that. What? Oh, yeah. What? What's COVID? COVID-19? Why is it 19? Why can't it be 18? Bang. Whatever stupid thing I was saying.
What's COVID?
What's COVID? It's like not really that different from like, what's a grill? What's a grill? At some point, I was like, what the fuck is a grill? What's Papa Roach?
That's the worst part. I, being a kid, I still remember that of not knowing anything.
Yeah.
Like, you just don't know shit.
I know. And
it is frustrating when you're just like, man, I'm not trying to be annoying. I just don't know what anything is.
Yeah, I don't have memories of that time, but I'm sure it was horrible. Like, you're like, what's wood? And your dad's like, fuck. It's
tree.
A tree. And then you cut it down and you use the material in it to build stuff. Why? I don't know, man. So it's like metal, tree metal, like, yeah.
That's it's so right. Because it's stuff you don't remember learning.
Yeah.
You just know. So it's hard to explain because I don't remember how it was explained to me. But man, it sucks so hard being a kid. Like watching a movie with a kid, you know, like some adults are like that. They're like, who's that guy? And it's like the plot. Will they always explain this? Have you never seen a movie? Like some people still do that. But with kids, it's so much worse because they literally don't know, you know, what's that? It's an elevator. What's that do? Oh, fuck. It's a little room that takes you to a room.
My favorite ones are like sometimes it's a question like an honest question that like, you know, you don't know what it is. So the kid's just trying to learn, but it actually kind of like fucks your day up. Like if a kid's like, what's money? It's like. Oh man,
you're not ready.
What's a bank? It's like, what's credit? Fuck.
Oh no.
What's
if I knew all this stuff, it'd be going a little better for me.
Yeah.
I still don't really know what money is. I don't know what it is.
No, I have no idea what it is.
Yeah,
it used to be something, and that's the trouble. It's like. You can't tell a kid, like, it used to exist, and it no longer exists in a tangible way. And
that's the way it is with anything. Like, albums used to be a thing, and movies used to be a thing, and now there's almost no definition. It's like, what's a mixtape? What's an album? What's just a collection of, is this a movie or not? Yeah. I don't know. It's an hour and a half. Is our podcast a movie? Shit. What is anything? Money used to be gold.
What the fuck? Dude, my cousin Andy, who I love, he and his wife, his family is great, and they brought their little daughter, who's 4, I want to say, and they used to live in New York and lived in Manhattan, and so they were staying in a hotel somewhere in Manhattan, and we went out to dinner, and the kid's adorable, and at one point she goes, what hotel do you live in? And I was like... I don't live in a hotel. I live in an apartment. And the kid looked at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? And and then my cousin's wife was like, she doesn't really understand the difference between a hotel and an apartment. And I was like, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I don't know if I could really tell you the difference between a hotel and an apartment if I think about it, except that, like, one is owned by someone else and then they clean it every day. And you say that to a kid, and they would be like, why? And they're like, I don't know.
Dude, I remember trying to tell, it was like a few Christmases ago, you know, like a niece sitting there opening a present, and she's like, where do you live? And I'm like, I live in California. She's like, oh, do you have a house? And I'm like, no.
Fuck.
She's like, where do you live? And I go, I live in an apartment. And she's like, do you live with your friends? I go, yeah, I live with three of my friends. And then she's like, and then she like yells to her mom, like, Caleb lives with all his friends. And I'm like, all right, we don't need to yell that.
Oh, God, that's beautiful stuff.
And I'm like, it's not as good as it sounds. I don't.
I know. Kids are so funny. Do you have a kid will just be like, in the span of 5 seconds, do you have a girlfriend? Do you have a job? And you're like, no.
Oh. How are you alive? I don't know.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah. How do you, yeah. How can you afford to eat food if you don't have a job?
I don't, actually.
Man.
I actually don't.
I'm actually living off of credit. What's credit?
Fuck. I don't know.
I don't know, man.
But it's bad. Mm-hmm. I know it's bad.
Can we watch Top Gun Maverick now?
Yeah.
No one brings up credit or jobs in that fucking movie.
I've actually got a little evil thing I do whenever a little niece or nephew is asking some questions that hurt my feelings. I bring up Chick-fil-A, and then I ruin everybody's day, because then they go, oh, are we going to Chick-fil-A? And then the parents are like, geez. Now we got to go get chicken nuggets. And I'm like, oh, that's right.
That's a great idea, dude.
Yeah. Remind them of fried chicken and the kid. Their brain can't continue whatever it was doing.
Dude, did I ever tell you about this time I was in college? I lived in downtown LA. Well, not downtown LA, like around USC. So I lived like directly inland, what would it be, west, south, whatever. I live near downtown LA and also near Vermont. And if you live in LA, you know that's like important for the story. Because Vermont, it just goes from South LA all the way up, and it's just like there's so many things on Vermont, right? And I lived right in Vermont. And I was sitting in my living room, and I was stoned as fuck. And I was watching TV. I was watching TV, and I got hungry. I got up. I walked to my car. I drove all the way up Vermont to the KFC. I ordered so much food. And after I ordered, I was sitting in the drive-thru, and I realized that what had happened was I saw a KFC commercial. I totally got, dude. I like, and it was one of those ones that's just like, it's just like their voiceover guy, and it's like huge pictures of like rotating, glistening pieces of fried chicken, and it's like, ah, brand new extra crispy recipe is fried golden brown just for Dave. Just exactly how Dave likes it. Juicy and fried and chicken for Dave. And I was like, I gotta go to KFC.
I love those KFC where they like they'll bounce the chicken off the floor for some reason. Yeah, that makes you really want to eat
just
it.
Like fried chicken dust all around. Yeah.
Bouncing the chicken around.
And every piece of chicken comes with one of our beautiful buttery biscuits. And then the biscuits are bouncing off the ground.
Why are we throwing it on the ground?
And then sometimes it's like the fried chicken is falling from the sky in a void. And it just gets, like, hit by honey. And, like, where'd the honey come from, dude?
That can't be. I've looked in the back. I've never seen.
There's no void in here.
Bucket of honey.
It's not like a big empty room and they're just tossing the ingredients into the middle and hoping it all smacks into
whoever
each other.
Came up with that. They love doing it with lettuce. They'll bounce a wet head of lettuce.
Wet lettuce. Who gives a fuck if the lettuce is wet? I don't want your Burger King lettuce. Get that shit out of here, dude.
Don Draper. That was his big idea. Bounce the lettuce.
Bounce the lettuce off the void ground. Yeah.
Stretch the cheese, bounce the lettuce. That's all you
do. Yeah, dude. You're going to need to take the burger patty to a big gray purgatory and then throw it at the Cajun seasoning full speed, but shoot it slow-mo.
It's very inefficient.
Yeah.
Just throwing salt, just a handful of salt across the room. On the... What are we doing here?
We should shoot one of these commercials, but for like a type of food that nobody wants or has heard of. You know what I mean? Oh, come try one of our brand new marinara hot dogs. And it's just like hot dogs flying into spaghetti sauce.
No, that's a Skyline Chili needs to do it because that makes no sense.
I know.
Dough to spaghetti and meat and a dough to cheese.
Oh, my. Yeah, totally. Our cheddar cheese. Our cheddar cheese angel hair. Come get some cheddar cheese angel hair. And it's just like the two grossest things possible flying together.
It's so stupid. Man. And I get it every time I go. Every time I'm like, well, I got to go to Skyline Chili. I can't get that anywhere else.
I mean, yeah. And it's fine. It's spaghetti and it's chili, fine. So it's not terrible. But it's fucking,
yeah, it's not bad.
It's spaghetti
but it's
with chili
like,
on it.
It's an insane thing to do. And they'll be like,
it's weird.
You know, I'll be like, can I get a hot dog with the spaghetti and chili and cheese? And they'll go, you can have two. You can have three for the price for more. We'll give you two for free. And I'm like, all right. And then I shit for 3 days.
Yeah. Well, in defense of Skyline Chili, that happens to you no matter what you eat.
That's true. So I can't really blame them.
But you got irritable butt syndrome, dude.
I got something. I got something in me. Something in me is going hard, dude.
Yeah, I get it, dude. You think? Doesn't Steve Ballmer seem like he has diarrhea? Like, he definitely does, right?
Dude, that's why I like him. I told you. I really relate to Steve Ballmer.
Yeah, dude. He's got runny shits energy for sure. You can't scream that much and not shit weird. Oh, yeah, Steve Ballmer.
Good on you, Steve.
There was like, oh, yeah.
Best billionaire.
Did I say everything I want to say about him? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. One last thing. He's also the founder and owner of USAFacts.org. Did you know about this?
USA Facts?
FACTS, Facts. And it's
good.
They share facts about government spending so everyone can know what the government spends its money on.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Oh, it's apparently it's all good stuff.
It's
all
over 60% t-shirts, actually. That's the weird thing.
I bet a lot of it's lunch, you know, because it's what, how many, yeah. Like two million people work for the government and they're all eating lunch. And I think it's expense, you know.
That's a really good point that like a lot of my tax dollars go to lunch and coffee.
I know.
That's crazy. I wonder.
And I bet they get to write off drinks, you know, if you're having a drink with another.
Absolutely, you know, dude.
That's what I would do. I think I'm going to do it. I think at some point I'm just going to be in Congress because I want that free lunch, dude.
Man, I want to see that campaign. Holy shit.
I want retirement.
I don't know.
Honestly, that's the time. The best time ever is right now. Caleb, I don't know.
I don't know.
I fucking love that dude.
Oh, Caleb signing. I don't know for America.
That's what I was thinking. I mean,
honestly, it is one of the most honest perspectives you can have as someone running for office. Just going, I don't know. I think a lot of people would be like me. Thank you.
I know.
I'll figure it out. How hard could it be, Caleb Simon?
All right, I'm doing it.
You should do it, dude.
Big announcement right. On this. What's episode. It called? Yeah, absolutely. What's it called? What's it called? Oh, doesn't even know what it's called. Oh, this is sad. So if you don't
hear that?
Hear what?
Oh, I'm playing the what's it called theme.
I can't hear shit.
Oh, shit. I guess it didn't come through for you.
Can't hear shit.
That is honestly really bizarre, and maybe it didn't play, and I will put it in either way, and so you guys won't know what happened. That's yes, right. We are renaming Microsoft, and it's what Microsoft. If Microsoft sold sex toys.
Hell yeah, man. I think that's a good prompt. And so, you know, follow us on Twitter or Discord. Check us out. And man, we had some fun ones this week. Darth Plato on Discord for if Microsoft made sex toys. Darth Plato said, dildos XP.
Yeah, that shit's so funny, dude.
Pretty good.
Gritzy Ross on Discord had hardware for your software.
Ooh.
Hell yeah, dude.
Also, the reverse. Sure, Devin on Discord. Ooh. Sure, Devin on Discord said, I pull USB itches.
Hell yeah, dude. Dude, this one is so stupid. It's like my favorite thing ever. Shibi Carlene on Twitter had the Dildo Melinda Gates Foundation.
I love it.
Dude.
Says hello, comrades on Discord said, two teams, one drive.
Yeah, ooh. Wow, that's great. The one true dog on Discord had BDSM DOS. That's crazy.
Carl Stewart on Discord said Erectifier.
Hell yeah, dude. Chewable Prozac on Discord had Pocket Clippy. That's great. I like that a lot.
Kevin Metal 91 on Discord said Microsoft Edge.
Ooh. Hell yeah, dude. And coming in at number one. If Microsoft sold sex toys, Fondle on Discord had 12-inch floppy.
Oh, dude. I can't believe we used to have, like, I'm not even old, but I remember floppy disks.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that they used to actually be floppy.
Yeah, I know.
And then that's what they called them. That's
what was weird. Then they became not floppy. They became hard.
Called them floppy.
I remember the big ones could hold like 1 megabyte, and then the little ones, crazy. They're like, you're not going to fucking believe this. It holds 1.5 megabytes. We were like, oh my God, the possibilities are endless. I could play. There's going to be so many levels of Snake I can play. Can you believe? I can play Snake for the rest of my life, which is what I want to do. Oh, man.
Crazy, I used to use them all the time. I remember going to school with a floppy disk, and I'm like, I don't even know what I had on there. What was I so excited to have on my floppy disk?
Yeah, I know. I used to play like a lot of PC games back then, mm-hmm. and they all came on floppy disks. And before like CDs became, or like CD-ROMs became the standard, there was this period of time where like, you can get this game as one CD or 17 floppy disks. And you just had to, like, install them all on the hard drive. It was crazy.
Are fun.
Yeah, they're fun. You can still get them made. Isn't that weird?
I wish they still had a floppy, just make the floppy hold more. Because I liked the hard copy thing of it. It couldn't scratch it up. I really liked them.
I love that kind of media.
I hate that we got rid of those.
Dude, yeah. I haven't told you this, and I haven't told anyone. It was just a thought I've had, but I made up my mind. When my special comes out, I'm going to put it out on VHS.
Dude.
Yeah. I'm only going to get like 10 made. Like, fuck it. But right. I really want a VHS.
No, that's my fun.
Special. Yeah, dude.
That's fun. We make it two. Like, it's a real long special.
Two VHSs. Yeah, and 10 floppy disks. And it's the only way to get it.
Dude, if you do another year where it's a record every year, ugh. And you do one on 17 floppies, that's very funny.
Dude, how crazy would it be if, like, at the beginning of 2025, I was like, I'm putting out a VHS a month. I feel like everyone in my life would check out completely. Just like, all right, I'm done with this guy. This guy, he's off the deep end, dude. I can't fucking take it anymore. I'm going to release a new car every month. I'm going to build a car every month. Every
dude.
Month I'm going to hold a different gun to my temple the entire fucking time. I will say it was super fun to, like, I mean, I'm very proud of having put out 12 records in 2024 and the whole project. Mm-hmm. I feel good about it. It's cool. It's also cool to be that creative and challenge yourself to shit like that. But people are like, you're going to do it again? And it's like, no, I'm never going to do anything again. That was the most work I've ever done in my life. That was, I couldn't have guessed how much work that would be.
Yeah.
I guess I could have, I should have been able to, but I couldn't.
Well, I knew it was going to be a lot of work. When you announced everyone it, I was like, that sounds like a lot of work.
Everyone knew that but me, man. I was like, it'll be fine. It's not a big deal. Well, shit, we love you all so much.
We love you.
Thanks for being a part of our big dumb show. You want some more of us, go to Patreon, patreon.com/billionairesaregood. Keep on laying down, and we'll see you next week.
Keep tipping. We love you.
Bye. Billionaires are good.